Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Kavichandra. Prabhu, you have taken us closer to the appearance of Lord Krishna with so much enthusiasm and purity of heart. Wonderful. Please all take your seat for a moment. Let me see. Jai Gopal, would you be so kind to say that the window is open so that we have... So, Hare Krishna, my dear devotees, we are only a few blinks of the eyes away from the opening of the curtain, and I would like to request you, please find a nice place and ground yourself by collecting your thoughts. Those of us who are children, please, my dear children, sit down, lean against your parents, and be just kind to be silent. My dear devotees, it has been an eventful day. Right now it's almost midnight, the time of the Lord's divine appearance. Let us make this appearance of the Lord an appearance where we also invite Him to appear in our hearts, or that we come a little bit closer to Him. When there's still some unrest in you, or your neighbors have not yet seen that the children are perhaps needing a different type of attention, please tell your neighbors. And as you are getting ready to come to the next program part, the appearance of Lord Krishna, become aware of your breathing. Breathe in and out through your nose, softly and gently, for a few times. You see your neighbors still not understanding that this is a meditation, you might gently, friendly tell them to not talk loudly. Relax your breathing more and more. Breathe in and out in your natural rhythm. They've opened the windows so that there's good oxygen for you. And as we prepare, sense how your mind has become more peaceful, more sattvic. I'll bring your attention to your heart space and try to invoke an image of the Lord that is near and dear to you. It could be the deity, it could be a favorite picture, it could be just a feeling, oh Krishna, you are wonderful. And for a moment direct your attention to the Lord's beautiful lotus feet. Then move up to his lotus navel. His garlands, and finally see the beautiful long lotus eyes of the Lord. Look right into these eyes and see how the Lord looks back at you with eyes full of compassion and mercy. If it is difficult, think of the form, the picture, the image which you appreciate about Krishna. Look at him and see how he looks back to you with eyes full of compassion and mercy. And now finally turn to the Lord and offer prayers, personal prayers. We will hear some prayers as examples for our own personal prayer. Pray to him to remember him more often, to not forget him as you go through the life, but to turn to him, to remember him, think of him. Pray that he gives you the intelligence to see your path more clearly, what you should do and what is perhaps time to leave aside, no longer necessary. Pray also that you may serve him and his devotees with love and devotion in your heart. And finally, you may pray to him that he may make his divine appearance in your heart. That's very simple. Appearance is that you think of him or that you envision his form. Make your sincere and honest prayer for him. And finally, as you join the kirtan, remember the Lord with gratitude. Oh Krishna, you gave me already so much. And then continue to pray or sing in a prayerful way. prepare yourself for the last darshan of today. And when the curtain opens, see that your heart can somehow or other turn more fully to Krishna.
Yeah.